Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the voice of the American Redoubt inside the free zones, inside of deeply held and strongly held patriot territory belonging to God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, and we are occupying this space. And for those of you, speak of occupied, those of you outside the wire in occupied territory, in the not-so-free zones, you're in our thoughts and our prayers, and we want to offer hope and encouragement to you guys out there. And, all of you across the American Redoubt, too, which is the safe haven, the fallback position where God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots are strategically relocating to, given the current status of our country and the borrowed time that we've been blessed with. In preparation for the definitely some very powerful challenges to come for those of us who cherish and value liberty and freedom in our American and our Christian heritage. And those things are under assault all the time. But this right now is the Christmas season. And I know, it's... There's some debate going on. We've had a little bit of debate as far as celebrating Christmas. Jesus wasn't born until, you know, like March, April. And December 25th is, you know, the sun god dates. And that is quite an interesting conversation, isn't it? Now, I'm not trying to open up that Pandora's box here on this show. Maybe I'll talk about it next week, because, well, after all, it will be the eve of the eve, Christmas Eve Eve. We want to make sure that we're following the right, we want to do what's right as Christians. We want to do what the Bible says. Don't follow the traditions of men just for the sake of following traditions and doing things that are offensive, because that's just the way you've always done it. You want to do the right thing. And you also want to make sure that sometimes we make bigger things out of things than we should. And sometimes we don't take things as seriously as we should. And it really takes a great deal of discernment to know the difference, doesn't it? So right now, this is the Christmas season. This is the time that, and of course, in my opinion, we took it over. Whatever it was, whatever it used to be, it is now clearly... taken over and dominated by, it is a Christian holiday. We conquered it, took it over. It's ours now. It is a Christian holiday. Christmas. That's when we celebrate the birth of our King, our Savior, that had been talked about, prophesied for thousands of years. Boom, there he came. And most people didn't even recognize it when it happened. But we take this time to celebrate, and there's actually a long history about how we came to the point of how we celebrate Christmas and why, and the dates that were chosen and why. Anyway, there's, you know, we have some fun in our culture with the Santa Claus thing, and one of the things that we do with amateur radio. Nationwide, there is a Santa Claus on the air on ham radio, on amateur radio. And for us, it's a great way to introduce the next generation, the young kids, to amateur radio, where they can get on the air and talk to Santa Claus or Mrs. Claus. And it's a lot of fun. Those nets are going on. You can go to amron.com. That's amron.com. And see the schedules there for if you have a ham radio operator in your little circle, your family, your friends, you can get the young ones out there to talk to Santa Claus according to those net schedules that are posted at amron.com under the Talk to Santa posting. And on Christmas Eve and the Eve before Christmas Eve, they'll have the 20-meter nets as well, 14.300. So it's just a lot of fun. But something that's really fun coming up, if you want to tune in to Radio Free Redoubt live streaming tomorrow night, the podcast, and then, of course, the uploaded podcast after that airs or streams, you got to go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And speaking of reaching out to the next generation of partisans, this is exciting. And there's no nonpartisanship here. There's no non-bias here. We are very much biased heavily toward traditional, patriot-minded, Christian, American heritage, all of that. The Constitution, our founding roots, the founding fathers, our Christian faith, all of that. We are partisans. We take sides. There are no non-partisanship allowed here. You have to pick a side. You are with us or against us. Well, it's the standard that Jesus set, so we should probably follow the same standard, right? Well, so we are definitely partisans and training up the next generation of partisans, those who would take a side to strongly stand for the things that we believe, unwaveringly so, uncompromisingly so. That is a partisan, willing to roll up your sleeves and fight for those when people come to try to take that away from you, your heritage. It's when they try to take the truth away from you, and especially when they target the next generation. So, partisans, one of the things we really have a lot of fun with is that the Cold War era, Radio Free Europe, broadcasting across the wire into the occupied zones to the patriots that are huddled there around the radio as a voice of encouragement to those in the oppressed zones from the free West, right? And that's kind of the flavor of Radio Free Redoubt, that tone that we've taken. And it's a lot of fun. Well, oftentimes they would send coded messages to agents that are on the dark side. They are inside the wire. They are behind the Iron Curtain as operatives. And a lot of times they would receive secret coded messages over Radio Free Europe and other communiques through HF, high frequency radio, and other means. So we, to keep that spirit alive, we do that on Radio Free Redoubt as well, and also with Amron. We do a lot of practice and training. It's a lot of fun with the amateur radio. But then off of amateur radio, where you know you cannot send encoded, encrypted message traffic over amateur radio. You cannot. It's not legal. But it is perfectly legal to on a streaming podcast over the air and other ways, just not on amateur radio. So we send coded messages just for fun and for practice and for the sake of history. And who knows when these skills might come in handy one day. Well, this is our chance once a year to get the next generation involved. December 17th. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow night, there will be a secret coded message sent out in a series of numbers. And during the Cold War especially, they used to call these numbers stations, where they would suddenly spontaneously begin transmitting a string of numbers in the middle of the night over the airwaves. And that is intended for someone to decrypt, and it makes sense to them. Well, we're doing the same thing, but only we kind of had to cheat a little bit. We made all of the one-time pad decrypting tools available to you, kids, so that you could decrypt this, so you can enter to win a 35-year anniversary edition of the 200-shot Red Ryder range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time. All available to you. We give one away a year. This year, we were able to get our hands on serial number 100 of only 2,500 produced of this 35-year anniversary edition of the Red Ryder BB gun, just like what you saw on Christmas Story. Well, not just like it, because it didn't say the Christmas Dream, and it didn't have a serial number or special edition Christmas Story in the movie. Daisy, the Daisy Museum, has produced these as a commemorative BB gun, and we will be giving one away, and also some other gear we'll be announcing tomorrow night. Fun gear for the kids. So those numbers will be read tomorrow night on Radio Free Redoubt. You've got 48 hours, approximately, midnight, Tuesday night, Pacific time, to get that those numbers decrypted and the answer sent to headquarters by sending it to John Jacob at RadioFreeRedoubt.com with the answer to the solution to the encrypted message that will be read, a series of numbers tomorrow night. And the winners will be one winner for the BB gun. There will be second and third place prizes as well, and they'll be notified by email. So you've got that to look forward to. It's lots of fun. Everything you need to know to learn how to use one-time pads and decrypt, successfully decrypt the message to enter if you're under 18 years old, and it's an honor system, go to Amaron.com or RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And there's everything you need to practice, to learn, to read up, and practice decrypting one-time pad messages. And so you'll be all ready to go. You'll have all the skills and all the tools that you'll need to be ready to start copying down the numbers tomorrow night, which will be read. Incidentally, just this last weekend, North Korea put out encrypted numbers on an encrypted numbers station, was intercepted by some folks. That North Korea is actually still, these are still being used. One-time pad encrypted messages are still being transmitted over the airwaves. And there are people that monitor the air and they catch these, but it's useless. It's encrypted. And a one-time pad is unbreakable encryption. So if we handed these one-time pads off face-to-face and did not make them available on the internet, not even the NSA can break a message encrypted using one-time pad so long as it's used properly and all the rules are followed. It's unbreakable. It's exciting. It's lots of fun and there's a lot of history behind it. So don't forget to tune in for that. Now, I was involved in something very unique this week and very exciting. And it is going to potentially blow up the prosecution for all of the patriots that are going through their trials right now, and those who have been convicted and those that are facing potential convictions, and also to exonerate all of those who've been found not guilty, to further exonerate them because of some newly developing information that was just released. And I'm going to talk about that right after the break. This is so exciting. This is so breaking. And this is going all the way to the top. This has got to be at the White House by now. And it was really a neat thing to be a part of it. And I'm just really excited that there will be accountability, that justice will be applied evenly across the board, that this will highlight that nobody is above the law in a nation of laws that operates under the rule of law. When those we entrust with enforcing the law are breaching the law and they are undermining the confidence of the people in their ability to faithfully execute their duties that they've sworn to, they need to be held accountable. And that is what's coming. Some heads are going to roll. We thank you for the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management Special Agent, agents, plural, that have come forward to expose some of the extremely, at the very least, unethical actions within the BLM under the Department of the Interior during this whole Bundy Ranch stand, from before the standoff even took place and all the way through even the trials, with suppression of evidence and unethical actions by many of those, including supervisors. So we'll talk about that when we come back and point you to where you can learn way more. And so stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show.
On behalf of all the staff and Radio Free Readout partisans, Merry Christmas.
Number three on our list of obligations is to understand socialism and all the cunning disguises in which it presents itself to the American people. Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist. This is a very vitally important need. Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communist simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action. In addition to voting in all elections, become active in government. Run for local, state, and national office, or help select capable people of the highest integrity to serve. Be constantly vocal on all local and national political issues. Tell your representatives in Congress, or even the president himself, what you think is the best course on issues that come before the public.
We're back with the second segment here at the Voice of the American Redoubt, the Saturday show on KTW on the AM and FM dial in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene areas, well, Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho, and also live streaming outside of the American Redoubt to those of you in the occupied zones. Okay, I forgot to mention our sponsor, Works Holsters, Works LLC, WERKZ.com, custom-made holsters with a lifetime guarantee made right here in the American Redoubt. So thank you for those folks, wonderful people. And another great group of folks that are sponsoring actually segment two is Riverfront Suites. They are right there on the river in the St. Joe River. On the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. Beautiful. It's about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene, a little over an hour. Nice little place. Go to riverfrontsuites.com, the little weekend getaway that you've been looking for. Okay, so this weekend, this is really cool. I got a phone call. You need to get to Spokane right now. We've got a meeting, and there's other people rolling, and we've got to have a meeting. So I met with Representative Matt Shea. And he had a document, 17 pages. Actually, there's three documents, but we're not going to talk about two of them right now. There is going to be a punch, double punch, and a triple punch right to the face of the tyrants that have overstepped their bounds, acted lawlessly and unethically. People who are on the taxpayers' at the taxpayers' expense are paid very well and then get all of the benefits. And they are entrusted with a lot of authority. They've used authority that does not belong to them. They have abrogated power. They have seized power that doesn't belong to them. It's just bad all the way around. So got to this meeting. There's also with Sherry Duvalli from Redoubt News and some other folks. And went through this document and my jaw was like hanging open. I mean, this is, as the headline reads over there at Redoubt News, here is the smoking gun. This is going to annihilate the prosecution for all of the patriots that are being dragged through this legal knot hole over this the Bundy Ranch incident where the patriots stood their ground, they stood against the tyrants, and what we're learning about them, this is just atrocious. Atrocious. Well, there is a special agent who saw what was going on in the offices of the BLM. He saw unethical actions, sexual harassment, people being blacklisted, including himself. He just saw so much going on that undermined the confidence of and the office, the very office of the Bureau of Land Management and the Department of the Interior. And this guy is... Well, it bothered him. It bothered him on a moral level that he felt like he had to try to make changes. Now, a lot of times, you know, we've seen stuff go down in the office place that's not cool. And you you try to make changes, make little minor suggestions. Oh, maybe we shouldn't be talking like that. You know, hey, do you think that's really the attitude we should have here? You try to like subtly influence the thing. So hopefully, you know, the making little hints, hopefully that people get it and they like, yeah, you're right. That wasn't cool. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have acted that way. I shouldn't have. Right. That's the hope. But then things don't change. In fact, they turn on you like wolves. Because you're trying to maintain some ethical boundaries and legal boundaries as far as the way lawsuits are being handled that will affect people for the rest of their lives permanently. And this guy says there's some stuff going on here. The special agent, Larry Wooten, from the U.S. Department of the Interior, special agent, Bureau of Land Management. He was the head of the investigation for this whole case with the Bundy Ranch investigative situation going on. He was pulled from that position when he tried speaking up and making some changes. And he's since faced several blacklisting. There's a bunch of stuff that he's faced. Threats, search and seizure violations, being blacklisted, facing religious tests, invasion of his privacy. He was discouraged from bringing things up that were very unethical and even potentially illegal by BLM agents. And he was shot down. So he wrote filed a complaint with, this is a disclosure and a complaint narrative in regard to Bureau of Land Management law enforcement supervisory misconduct and associated cover-ups, as well as potential unethical actions, malfeasance, and misfeasance by United States Attorney's Office prosecutors from the District of Nevada. Do you hear that? We're talking about the prosecution now could be facing prosecution themselves in reference to the Clive and Bundy investigation. This is amazing. So he writes this to Andrew Goldsmith, Associate Deputy Attorney General from the National Criminal Discovery Coordinator. He is the National Criminal Discovery Coordinator. Well, somehow, some way, somebody thought this needs to get into the hands of some of our elected officials. And that's exactly what happened. So I've seen these documents, all three of them. The one that's out now and posted at redoubtnews.com is absolutely worth your read. Matter of fact, you should download it now before the powers that be start scouring the internet and making this disappear. We need to make this go viral so this document cannot disappear. We downloaded it at Radio Free Redoubt, and we downloaded it and posted it at Radio Free Redoubt. It's on Redoubt News. It's on Patriot Radio now. Representative Matt Shays read it. We went live yesterday. Sherry Duvalli went live on Facebook yesterday interviewing Representative Matt Shays with the document right there in front of him. I was holding the camera. I was right there. I saw the document. It's authentic. It's the real deal. It's not manufactured. It's not fabricated. It's not a poison pill. It is the real deal. And some heads are going to roll. Now this is making its way up through the Department of Interior. Hopefully Ryan Zinke takes this all the way into the White House. Because when President Trump gets wind of this, heads are going to roll. He's already not very happy with a lot of this bureaucratic tyranny that's been taking place. Well, here they are. And this is what he says. The issue, special agent, case agent, lead investigator for the Clive and Bundy 2014 Gold Butte trespass cattle impound case out of District of Nevada. That's what this is about. He said, I routinely observed and the investigation revealed a widespread pattern of bad judgment, lack of discipline, incredible bias, unprofessionalism, and misconduct, as well as likely policy, ethical, and legal violations among senior and supervisory staff at the BLM Office of Law Enforcement and Security. The investigation indicated that these issues amongst law enforcement supervisors in our agency made a mockery of our position of special trust and confidence, portrayed extreme unprofessional bias, adversely affected our agency's mission, and likely the trial regarding Cliven Bundy and his alleged co-conspirators, and ignored the letter and intent of the law. Wow. The issues I uncovered, in my opinion, also likely put our agency and specific law enforcement supervisors in potential legal, civil, and administrative jeopardy. This is coming from a Bureau of Land Management special agent who was in charge of the investigation of Cliven Bundy. And he continues on, when I discovered these issues, I promptly reported them to my supervisor, who is a BLM assistant special agent in charge, but also my subordinate co-case agent. Often I realized that my supervisor was already aware of the issues, participated in, or instigated the misconduct himself. Okay, so this goes on to blacklisting, but check this out. This special agent, Dan Love, who's in charge of the law enforcement part of this the cattle roundup, reportedly had a kill list in a book that he kept. That's Dan Love. He needs to go to prison, at the very least. He needs to go to prison. This is the kind of person who would gladly, gleefully operate a concentration camp were this Nazi Germany era. He's the type of person that would gladly carry those types of things out. He boasted of putting such bureaucratic and legal pressure on people during these Indian artifacts investigations, threatening them with prison and confiscating, just ruining their lives. This guy got off on the power. And he boasted of driving 3 people to suicide. And this is all revealed in these documents. That is tyranny. It's unacceptable. It's out of control. And this is all being brought to light. So a call for an investigation into this. Call your congressman, call your elected officials, and demand an investigation into this. This is all at RadioFreeRedoubt.com and RedoubtNews.com. More is going to be forthcoming. The documents have been made available to you. We'll talk more tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, RadioFreeRedoubt.com. You have a blessed weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and my name is your name too.